Hello, all you superhero deep divers. Welcome to another episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason. We have a great episode scheduled for today with a hero that's not known by many, but he's pretty awesome. I'm kind of excited to share this. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way and we will get into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can also catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I try to use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive when I think about it, but DMs are always open. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me on YouTube, which is probably the best way overall, under Superhero Deep Dive. I post videos throughout the week. I post superhero memes daily. Let's see here. You can comment, subscribe, hit that notification bell, whatever it is. Like, share it with your friends. Help me grow the channel. If you have questions, comments, critiques, fun facts I may have missed, things like that, discussions, your opinions of the hero, or even requests for future episodes, that is a great place to do it because everything gets acknowledged to the best of my ability, and I love having conversations back and forth, and I haven't had one in a while, so this would be great. I do get requests frequently, though. All right, now, with that being said, this week I am covering the Legion of Superheroes member, Ultra Boy. Really cool character. I didn't think that he was as cool as he is, but you know, he definitely has a lot of potential. Now, his real name is Jonah. Like Jonah. He first appeared in Superboy number 98 back in 1962, in which he was sent back in time to Superboy's hometown of Smallville to prove himself worthy of joining the Legion by learning Superboy's secret identity. In his first adventure, he only demonstrated his vision powers, known as Penetravision, but it was implied that he had malicious intentions in learning Superboy's secret identity. Later, in Adventure Comics number 316, he explained that he could channel his Ultra Energy to provide him other powers, though only one at a time. Later, he was romantically linked for many years with fellow Legionnaire Phantom Girl, and he was considered one of the Legion's big three, along with Superboy and Mon-El, who served two terms, as team leader. The names of his parents are Krav and Mitra Na. His girlfriend on Rinbor before he joined the Legion was Anne Rid. I don't know. She's later murdered by Pulsar Stargrave, who frames Ultra Boy for the crime. Ultra Boy is also a skilled actor. This, combined with his rough background on Rinbor and social standing, helps him infiltrate criminal groups when he appears to go bad. This skill also makes him a valuable member of the Legion Espionage Squad, and he is the only member without overt spy powers. Now, between volumes 3 and 4 of Legion of Superheroes, a 5-year gap in the chronology occurred, during which the team disbanded. During this period, Ultra Boy proposed to Phantom Girl, but she was apparently killed in an accident. Now known simply as Jonah, he had become a smuggler and an outlaw on his homeworld of Rinbor. He rejoined the Legion after assassins destroyed an entire apartment building trying to kill him. A later storyline in the Volume 4 Legion of Superheroes series, Annual Number 1, showed his acting skills. It was shown that for years, Ultra Boy had played dumber than he actually was, to not give away any advantage to his foes. When the Time Sorceress Glorith began manipulating Legion history, she figured only the smarter Legionnaires might notice her manipulations and thus acted to neutralize ones like Brainiac 5. She never suspected Ultra Boy would figure out her plan, which involved provoking a battle between the Legion and Mordru at the zenith of his power, which would destroy or weaken them both. allowing her to pick up the pieces, realizing that this would mean Ultra Boy first, in a fake diplomatic blunder, prevented the Legion from attacking Mordru, then in disguise visited Mordru, and instead of provoking him into attacking Glorith, kind of warned him. And this proved successful, leaving both Mordru and Glorith severely weakened. Years later, Glorith finally figured out who was responsible and in revenge sent Phantom Girl into the past, leaving Ultra Boy believing her to be dead. Later, still the Legion found themselves on the wrong side of the law and Ultra Boy adopted a new identity as Emerald Dragon. Now, during the 5-year gap following the Magic Wars, Earth fell under the covert control of the Dominators and withdrew from the United Planets. A few years later, the members of the Dominators' highly classified Batch SW6 escaped captivity. Originally, Batch SW6 appeared to be a group of teenage Legionnaire clones created from samples apparently taken just prior to Feralad's death at the hands of Sun Eater. Later, they were revealed to be Time Paradox duplicates, every bit as legitimate as their older counterparts. After Earth was destroyed in a disaster reminiscent of Krypton's destruction over a millennium earlier, a few dozen surviving cities and their inhabitants reconstituted their world as New Earth. The SW6 Legionnaires, including their version of Ultra Boy, remained. In the continuity that follows the 1994 Zero Hour storyline, Ultra Boy's background is very similar to the original. He was a gang leader on Rimbor, running a gang called the Emerald Dragons, a reference to his 5 years later identity. And before being eaten by an Ultra Energy Beast and gaining his powers from eating the creature's flesh, he initially does not join the Legion, but instead joins a rival group called the Workforce. And it is briefly romantically linked to Spider-Girl, who's Susan Paca, not May Parker, before meeting and falling in love with Apparition. The post-Zero Hour incarnation of Phantom Girl, when the Workforce and Legion were stranded on Planet Hell, a prison complex located inside the sun, eventually Ultra Boy leaves the Workforce and becomes a member of the Legion. Ultra Boy and Apparition eventually marry and have a son named Cub, just before the Legion's reality was rebooted for the second time. You know, that really has to suck. Alright, so the Legion was then rebooted again in 2005, so this is their second reboot. Ultra Boy in this version seems much the same as his previous versions, but does not have a romantic link with Phantom Girl. He is in a relationship with Shadow Lass instead. Trained by Karate Kid in a more responsible and tactical use of his powers, it's known by at least Triplicate Girl that on Rimbor, he is charged for a crime he never committed, but refuses to say more on the question. He is later cleared of this crime, revealed to be vehicular homicide, when Legion business manager Marissi discovered the evidence that led to his innocence. Kinder and Mellower, I was thinking Kinder was the name of someone. He's kinder and mellower than his gruff exterior may express. He's the first one to sense Imra's displeasure and insecurities for being constantly neglected by her boyfriend, Lightning Lad. This, however, leads to a brief affair with the Titanian Girl. So, he is definitely showing to be a character of, like, a lot of inner turmoil and emotion, which is kind of cool, especially for being treated like he's dumber, you know? So he's got the intelligence, he's strategic in everything, which plays into his powers, and I'm going to get into that too. But just kind of keep that in mind. He's got a lot of inner turmoil, long-term strategy, you know, constantly playing dumber than he actually is because he always wants to have that upper hand. That is like Batman-level stuff. So that's pretty cool. In the events of the 2005-2006 Infinite Crisis storyline, things have apparently restored a close analog of the pre-crisis on Infinite Earths Legion to continuity, as seen in the Lightning Saga story, in Justice League of America and Justice Society of America, and in the Superman and the Legion of Superheroes story arc in Action Comics. Ultra Boy is included in their number. In the Watchmen sequel Doomsday Clock, Ultra Boy is among the Legion of Superheroes members that appear in the present after Dr. Manhattan undid the experiment that erased the Legion of Superheroes and the Justice Society of America. Now, that's all the real history I have on him. But as you can see, like, he's got a lot of things, and he's got a lot of potential. Let me get into his powers, and you'll see what I mean. Okay, now, Ultra Boy's source of power comes from exposure of the radiation inside the Ultra Energy Beast, and is not dependent on yellow sun radiation. In the Legion of Superheroes Volume 4, Annual Number 1, his power is described as his body having absorbed the ultra radiation, which he then adapted to an invulnerable state, which is kind of like his default power. When he shifts the energy to his muscles, it increases his strength or optical powers if he concentrates the energy on his eyes. Ultra Boy has the powers of superhuman strength, flight, penetravision, which is similar to Superboy's X-ray vision, except penetravision allows him to see through lead, so it's a little bit stronger. And flash vision, which is similar to heat vision, invulnerability, and ultra speed, which he has never been shown having super hearing. So I'm sure if he concentrated, he could, but it's just never been shown. All of these abilities seem to be at Kryptonian power levels. Now, that's important. So that's why they said it's not like he absorbed yellow sun radiation. So it seems to be at Kryptonian power levels. Whereas Superman's heat vision is usually depicted as red beams, Ultra Boy's flash vision is usually blue. So there is a possibility that it might be hotter than Superman's heat vision. Just kind of keep that in mind. All right, let's see. Ultra Boy's principal weakness is that he can only use one power at a time. So if he's invulnerable, he's not super strong or able to see through things. This makes him open to sudden attacks if he is unable to shift from one power to another in time. He cannot use his ultra speed to break the time barrier since the stress would destroy his body. He's also vulnerable to X radiation, which affects him as much as kryptonite harms Kryptonians. I don't really know what X radiation is. I couldn't find a thing on it. But yeah. So Ultra Boy is an exceptional actor and has used his skills on many Legion adventures. It's been useful combined with his rough exterior to have his fellow Legionnaires think him less smart than he is. This is the reason that although his powers don't lend themselves to espionage such as Shrinking Violet, Chameleon Boy, or Invisible Kid, he is a valuable member of the Legion espionage squad anyways. Along with the skills mentioned above, he has been twice elected as leader of the Legion and has served several terms as deputy leader. And as a member of the Legion of Superheroes, he has provided the Legion Flight Ring, which allows him to fly and protects him from the vacuum of space and other dangerous environments. So it gives him kind of like a force field. Although he has the equivalent innate abilities, the ring allows him to forego those and leave another of his powers available for use. That's kind of important too for him. But what do you guys think? What do you think of Ultra Boy? Like, it's pretty cool, right? He's kind of like Superboy, only not. Like, they're close, but they were like, let's limit him to one power at a time. Let me know. Let me know what you think. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I try to use hashtag Superhero Deep Dive, but DMs are always open. You can email me directly at B4, so B4itall@yahoo.com. And yeah, leave a comment on the video on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Comment, subscribe, share, critique, request future episodes, anything I may have missed. But in the meantime, let me get into fun facts. Fun facts about Ultra Boy. He makes a cameo appearance in the Superman animated series episode New Kids in Town. He also appears in the Justice League Unlimited episode Far From Home as one of the Legion members mind controlled by the Fatal Five. And he appears in Legion of Superheroes. His first appearance is in the episode Champions, participating in the Intergalactic Games, which is an Olympic-like event in which Lightning Lad also competes. When the Fatal Five attack the games, he and Matter Eater Lad help the Legion defeat them. And in the first season finale, Jo-Na made a cameo in costume having been sent to help the Legion stop the Sun Eater. He also appeared in the episode In the Beginning and in the series finale Dark Victory. In the Champions role-playing game, the term Ultra Slot is used to describe one of the powers within a framework in which only one power can be used at a time. The multi-power framework is based directly on Ultra Boy and in fact was originally called the Ultra, hence Ultra Slot. So that's kind of crazy, right? Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been around a lot. He's pretty obscure for being around for 61 years. But let me get into my final thoughts on it. Like, I've got to tell you, out of all the Legion of Superhero members, Ultra Boy is one of my favorites to see. He's got this insane power set, but he can only use one of them at a time. So can you imagine how much training and practicing that would take? Like, he can be invulnerable, but he'll also be at normal strength. He can have super speed, but he won't be invulnerable. He'll be able to take any damage if he runs into something. You know, there's all these little catches, all these little glitches that can throw him off. And as a result, he's got to constantly be aware of what he's doing and what powers he has activated at the time. Like, what if he is running? What if he's running at super speed and trips? That fall, that tumble could kill him. He's got to be alert at all times. To where even if he makes a mistake, he can default back to that invulnerability and take as little damage as possible. You know, that's insane. That is insane. What if someone reflects his heat vision or penetra vision back at him? No, that's flash vision. I'm sorry. Penetra vision is the x-ray. So what if someone sends his flash vision back at him? He's not invulnerable. So he's got to constantly be aware. Like, and that's crazy. You've got to constantly train. You know, like, it's nuts. So there's all these catches that can throw him off, and as a result, he's got to constantly be aware of what he's doing and what powers he has activated at the time. And I'm sure some sacrifices would have to be made, which would make some situations difficult. Like, if he's in a mission, and he can really use, like, the penetra vision, but they're also in a fight. So he's got to be careful. He might have to hide or something so he can actually use the penetra vision to scope out things and be at less risk of getting injured. You know, there's stuff like that. Like, he's got to constantly figure out, and it's almost like he's got to be able to switch powers instinctively. It's got to be faster than thought. But what if he gets isolated and has to make split decisions? What powers would be more valuable to him? You know, I like these dilemmas because they can make or break a situation, and mistakes can be made. But let's be real for a second. Like, he's got his Legion ring, so he has a force field and flight, which helps him double up on his powers a bit. Like, you know, like, he can be in a fight, and if he needs that penetra vision to scope ahead, like the x-ray vision, he can use his Legion ring to put a force field around him, and, you know, that way at least he is in better shape to do that. So to me, it's almost like cheating, but I get it at the same time. Now, what I'd like to see is where he gets put, like, somewhere on a planet, okay? And his ring is taken away from him somehow. So, like, let's say maybe an enemy finds out the material that the Legion ring is made of and makes a ray that's able to disintegrate the ring, leaving Ultra Boy on a planet alone and without the advantage of that force field and flight. Because they also use the ring for communications with each other. So, let's just say some big bad guy for them. And I don't know, because the Legion hasn't had a whole lot of big bad guys, as far as I know. It's been mostly the Fatal Five. But let's just say, for argument's sake, there's a new big bad guy, okay? And he decides he's going after the Legion, but he's going to go after him, like, one by one, you know, and take care of him. So he gets to Ultra Boy, finds out what the ring is made of, hits him with a ray that disintegrates the ring. it can do damage to him as well, but let's just say, for argument's sake, he figured out the best way to defeat the Legion is to get rid of their rings and then handle them individually. So he does that, gets rid of the ring. Okay, maybe an enemy finds out the material, you know. Okay, so he's Ultra Boy's on this planet alone and without the advantage of the force field and flight. Now, he's got to deal with whatever the planet throws at him. Harsh environments, natural barriers, and whatever else the main enemy has up their sleeve. You know, what an incredible story this would make. You know, because he'd have to make these decisions. He'd have to be like, okay, you know, I could get through this. I could get through this terrain easily with super speed. But if something happens, if I run through some weird weather, you know, the terrain, I don't know it very well. So if I trip, I'm in danger. Maybe I need to go slower. Okay, so do I need to just focus on invulnerability? You know, where do I need to go? Like, what's the thing here? Do I need to fly? You know, what does he need to do? Because he's got to try to get this taken care of, but he also doesn't want to go super slow. So it would take a lot of strategy. But he's the guy to do that because he made people think he was dumb for years. But otherwise, other than this, like, he's the ultimate team player because he can help fill the shoes of whatever the team may be lacking or reinforce a skill that the team has and can use extra of. Like, if they need extra firepower, he's got that extra heat vision. If they need extra strength, he can do that. If they need a shield, you know, if they need that tank character, he can put on his invulnerability and take on a lot of shots. Stuff like that. You know, because of that, he's the guy that you need at all times. Like, you need him for every mission, pretty much. But he needs to be that guy that can stand on his own. And with the previous storyline I was talking about him being on the planet or whatever without his ring, this would definitely help him get to that point. Because he's got that potential. He's been team leader twice. So he's got that potential. I just haven't seen it. Because every time that he can work on his own, he's had that Legion ring right there with him. So, you know, it's fun stuff. But let me know what you guys think. What do you think of Ultra Boy? Do you think he's a viable character on his own? What kind of storyline would you like to put him in? I would love to hear and have this discussion. Like I said, you can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can DM me or catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I try to use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. I'm trying to get back into Twitter. I haven't been on it in a while, so I'm trying to get back into the whole thing. But I post on Instagram frequently. You can catch me on Outworld Fleet Radio every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day. And you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where you can like, subscribe, comment, share, hit that notification bell. Help me grow the channel. If you have requests for future episodes, I would love to have them. If you have things I may have missed, fun facts about the character or storylines, discussions you would like to have about the character, put them in the chat and let's go back and forth. Let's chat about them and see what's going on with it. Because who knows? Like, we may have killer ideas to revitalize a character or put them in the mainstream, in the forefront, where they might belong. But other than that, guys, I think I'm going to head out for now. I got lots to do. I'm sure you all have lots to do. I hope you're all blessed. I hope you're all happy. I hope you're all safe. And I hope you're all smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you guys next time. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.